Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, August 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a half a cent. I'm switching to December wheat now, December wheat up a quarter of a cent, and November beans down 6¾ cents. As harvest rolls around, we're certainly seeing a little bit of harvest pressure starting to come into this market. The beans now on the daily charts have closed under the 200-day moving average. We took off the August 1st lows by a penny overnight. Obviously, corn is on multi-year lows here. So technically, the markets look pretty weak. On the good news side, we did have some sales out here. 187,000 metric tons of beans to China. 138,000 metric tons of wheat to unknown. That may be Japan. So it's nice to see some wheat business out here. 275 corn to Mexico. So that's all good news in my opinion. We're starting to see demand pick up in a couple of different areas. Ethanol demand's picking up a little bit. Margins are better. And, you know, we obviously have a lot of grain to go through here. But we should start seeing some better demand at these lower prices out here. Funds are, you know, fairly short the corn. Probably close to 200,000 contracts now. They're short the wheat. My guess is they're probably close to getting even in the beans now. So, you know, theoretically, they should certainly be short here. But we'll see if they actually do that or not. As we head into harvest, I expect to see, you know, a fair amount of selling in here. I've been hoping that we would see the corn and wheat rally was short covering before harvest and the beans pop up a little bit and give us another chance to sell. Certainly some more corn. That hasn't happened. We're obviously glad that we've got the puts in place to protect the grain we weren't able to sell. But, rallies, I think, are going to be a little bit hard-pressed now that we're really turning the corner heading into September and heading into some harvest pressure out here. What concerns me is what's happened in the wheat. You know, we've broken the wheat, you know, really a quick buck here. Could we break the corn? 50, 60 cents. I still think that's possible out here now. So I think there's still plenty of risk out here on this table. And, you know, spending a dime on a corn put to me still makes an awful lot of sense. Hopefully that we can see higher prices, but, you know, you've got to maintain the put option protection underneath you here. Eventually, we're gonna work through this glut. Hopefully, farmers will sell this grain at harvest, get it out of their hands, and re-own it with some call options. But, you know, I think it's going to be a while before we can turn the corner and really start building a bull market. Keep in mind, the best bull markets have started with the biggest carryouts out here. So, you know, hopefully that'll be the case this year. I think we're going to see some farmers having a lot of trouble getting credit out here, and acres could be cut. I think we'll see more bean acres, less corn acres next year. So, you know, things can change and change very quickly out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE. Have a good day.